This week on Clown College. You're a Hufflepuff and all that shit, dude. That's your
vibe. You are a Hufflepuff.
Yes, I am a Hufflepuff. A Hufflepuff that hangs with Gryffindors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's who you can hang out with.
Yeah, I still hang out with Gryffindors, man.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like
you got
that.
Love for him?
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. I like to say I'm in the best of both worlds, man.
Mm.
But you're not in their world, you just get to visit.
Yeah, and I got like their I feel like I have their abilities too.
Hold on. But so that means you would just be Gryffindor?
No, right? No, but I'm also I was chosen to be a Hufflepuff. I am a Hufflepuff. And I say that proudly. I'm a Hufflepuff and I'm proud.
So you know, yeah, come out, Brandon. So just do it.
Yeah, I've also came out as part Gryffindor too, so I'm bi in the Harry Potter world.
Mm. Well, yes. These guys are going to make fun of you, but I'm proud.
Proud of you. Dude, yeah, man. Because this is the world of Harry Potter.
Come on. Yeah.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to get down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. With Brandon, Willis, Tom, and JJ.
Michael Claiborne. If you want to get your washer or dryer fixed, you know, for a reasonable price, he'll come out and steal your money.
Mm-hmm.
He won't provide the service, and he's a bitch.
But he is 27 years a grown man, and he will try to fight you when he's clearly in the wrong.
Yeah. So, look, we were at work, and I was just like, last night when I get back from the show, I was just going to text, where's my money, bitch? Just because I know it's done. I'm not going to get the money back.
Yeah.
I don't care about it now. I just want to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to do that. But then I was like, dude, we should prank call him because we're doing the pod tomorrow. And then we go start to look at his, at work, we start looking him up. And we find out all this. So we find his Facebook. We find all this shit. And he has a lot of guns in his pictures.
Hey,
a lot of guns.
Ooh.
To where I'm like, you know, if he does come over here, he's probably intent to kill.
Yeah.
You know, get the taser locked and loaded. ready for it.
I don't think he's going to stop that guy.
You know? No.
But if you died in a gruesome, violent crime, mm-hmm. think about the numbers we would do. Man.
Oh, dude. And it's in the where we shoot it at. So.
Yeah.
Make sure all this is set up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would lose the studio.
Yeah. This mm-hmm. become like a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
That's
everything
exactly
be preserved. This will be here. Yeah. You know, all the Coca-Colas, what you're holding. Everything.
This
the
is
ashes.
Hmm? Well, you don't mean talking about the ashes. I can't see that.
I got Coke.
Well,
oh wait!
I got bootlegos if anybody needed out there.
Nah,
oh my gosh, bro. That's good. I remember one lady, her genitals burn up from some bad Ozempic or mm-hmm. something.
Retrotide, something like that.
Retrotide.
It's shit bodybuilders use.
No,
and clearly I have the physique of a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm like
it's a body that's built.
And the only way you can get it is you have to say it's for study purposes.
What?
Yeah.
Like you're in a clinical study?
Yeah. But so, I guess this means I'm administrating. Like I'm buying it like I'm administrating into a study.
Like you're running this.
Yeah,
study.
they're like, are you a teacher or are you a professor? You're a scientist? What are you? And I always pick scientist. Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You don't have to show any credentials?
None.
They're literal research chemicals.
Yeah, that's research chemicals. But they were.
No way.
They did make me almost throw up yesterday.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I give you full permission to, like, if the FDA, an agent comes and checks on you, and is like, "Hey, man, are you really doing it? Just stab Brandon in the fucking." Take the deal, just jab Brandon with it.
Damn.
Set off the Hulk.
That would be crazy.
Dude, what if you just got jacked, bro?
I'm good.
Just randomly. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would, but I know there's a cost.
Oh, to what?
Cost to get
lifting weights?
No, not that. We could do that. But I'm talking about like the cost when you do the, because like, what is Ozempic, like the with the steroids?
No, you don't need, he's saying get jacked.
Oh.
You don't use Ozempic to get, you got like, you could be like Mark Henry big.
Oh, no, I'm good. I mean, I respect it. I think it's awesome. Mark Henry, the world's strongest man.
Strongest.
They called him the sexy chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that stuff.
He banged the old lady, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mae Young. Banged her good.
Mm-hmm. Had sex with her?
Yes, he did. Dude, he had pull sex up that, with that pull up man. The Mae Young, Mark.
Let me show you this. You don't remember? You never saw this clip?
Man, shit.
Is it on Pornhub? Because we can no longer access that website.
It actually is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, dude, right. No.
Kind of like this.
Other way.
Keep this up.
More that way.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay.
It's like
all right. Way better. I just can't see your beautiful face, Brandon.
Oh, wow. There you go. Look at this. Hold on. Here's that picture.
Right no, there. When they're in the bed. Go to video.
Oh, you want to see the bed?
They get in the bed?
They're banging.
Had
dude.
To have been a California king, dude.
Oh, I mean, it couldn't be anything else.
All right, hold up.
Why is WWE always got some weird sexual shit in
it? Here go a picture right that's there.
Yeah, there it goes. Can you see that? You can't
that's
see it.
That's them in the bed.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'll take your word
all
for
on
it.
Them.
This is going to be like a horror reveal.
Oh, yeah. Let them see that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Why, man?
Yeah.
She passed away, didn't she?
Yeah, 2018, I believe.
She was like 90 there.
Yeah, she
lasted till 2018.
Yeah.
I do remember when Bubba Ray Dudley powerbombed her through a table while she was already like super elderly.
Yes.
Now that's I like that.
Yeah.
This get
it's
this
too
out
far.
Of here.
Oh, 2014. My bad. 4 years off.
Did you see the documentary when he was like Mae Young was like. It slammed me through the table. He was like, "I don't want to hurt you," and she was like, "No, you're going to slam me through this table."
Yeah, that's
she
I
had
like
to be
that.
At least 80 something.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty sick, dude.
Yeah, she died at 90. So yeah, she was in her 80s.
See,
90 getting thrown the fuck around.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Like,
if you get like this, just goes to show you can live for a long time if you're a wrestler. If you're not coked up and on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
You can do one or the other. You can't do both together.
Oh,
that's where they mess up.
Yeah.
Can't do both together?
No.
Because, I mean, she looks like she got wild back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
But women were never jacked, really, before now.
Yeah. They're on something now.
Oh, yeah.
I have a few theories myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking? Are you thinking they're doing testosterone? Or are you thinking they're doing, like the trend and all that, like D-ball without the testosterone.
I think they got like girly designer steroids.
They do. Mm-hmm.
They got like it's called something cute, you know. You order it, it comes in like a bag. It's just something weird, bro.
It's just D-ball.
D-ball.
But it's cute
peak packaging.
It's got like Hello Kitty on it, you know.
Ooh, Powerpuff Girls.
Could be.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Which Powerpuff Girl are you?
Man, I don't.
Brandon, you're Bubbles.
I haven't really watched
man.
Powerpuff Girls.
He's Bubbles.
Are you Bubbles or Violet?
I don't know the characters.
Pick
like,
one
I've
out.
Seen a picture of
okay,
it.
Would you rather be Bubbles, Violet? What's that one?
Buttercup.
Ooh.
I guess I'll just pick the green one.
That's
but
the
which,
mean one.
What's name?
I don't know her name.
Bubbles, Violet, or Buttercup?
Is it Violet?
I don't know. Maybe I just made that up.
I mean, I guess I'll pick Bubbles.
I know Buttercup and Bubbles. Yeah, I imagine the other one starts with a B as
I'll
well.
I do Bubbles. Right? Oh, you know, we all make Bubbles.
Yeah.
So, Bubbles.
You would be Bubbles.
Yeah, I'd be
because you're a Hufflepuff and all that shit, dude. Yeah. That's your
you
vibe.
Are a Hufflepuff.
Yes, I am a Hufflepuff. A Hufflepuff that hangs with Gryffindors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's who you can hang out with.
Yeah, I still hang out with Gryffindors, man.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff
you
like
got
that.
Love for them?
Hell yeah, man. I like to say I'm in the best of both worlds, man.
Mm.
But you're not in their world. You just get to visit.
Yeah, and I got like their, I feel like I have their abilities, too.
Hold on. But so that means you would just be Gryffindor?
No, then, right? No, but I'm also, I was chosen to be a Hufflepuff. I am a Hufflepuff. And I say that proudly. I'm a Hufflepuff, and I'm proud.
So you know, yeah, come out, Brandon. So just do it.
Yeah, I've also came out as part Gryffindor too, so I'm bi in the Harry Potter world.
Mm. Well, yes. These guys are gonna make fun of you, but I'm proud.
I'm proud of you, dude. Yeah, man. Because this is the world of Harry Potter. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
You can do whatever you want in that world.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If you want to be bi, you be bi.
Yes, I am. Gryffindor and Hufflepuff.
Hey, you do something gay, go back in time, it never happened.
It didn't.
Magic.
And they can do that in Hufflepuff. Which one? Gryffindor or Hufflepuff?
All of them.
All of them can do that.
Get the time turner, give it a few spins, dude. Mm-hmm. You never even suck that dick, man.
They don't do that in the Harry Potter world.
Well, I don't know which ones you've been watching.
They don't be doing the sex in the Harry Potter world.
Right? I thought that's
well,
what
how do you think they? You how talk? Do you think they're there?
I don't know. I'm trying to. I don't know. You know what? Fuck it. They do that stuff.
Yeah.
I guess they do. That's okay.
And I'm sorry stuff. If I hurt your feelings.
No, you didn't, man. Dude, they do.
You
they
think
do.
It was just, you thought, how did you think they got there?
I don't know.
Like, had the babies and
Brandon,
stuff.
Brandon, I think sex kind of exists in every universe.
Yeah. You know what? I actually, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's a hot take. But.
I agree. I agree. Every movie you see, every cartoon.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
where
weird.
Where the fuck you think that. Elmo came from? Two Muppets. Boom.
Mm. Which ones?
Which ones?
Which ones? Mm.
What's the one that looked like a rag? What's his name?
Oscar the Grouch?
No, there's one that looks like a rag. That's like, it's a dark purple, kind of. Like
Grover? Violet.
No, not Grover. He's the one, he's kind of purple. He's kind of red in a way.
Count Chocula.
Man, I don't know his name. Let me see.
Let's put purple rag. Are you saying rag?
It looks like a rag. Like when I was a kid and I took a bath, I would think about that Muppet because I was like, dude, this thing looks just like it.
Are you talking about Towley from South Park?
That's no. Dude, that's the first thing that came to mind.
He just had a purple rag.
No, hold on. Let me see. Elmo, what was that movie? When he got
purple rag, Elmo.
You remember the Elmo movie when he fell in the trash can in the trash world.
I do remember that.
You remember that? That's where he was on.
It was like an early MCU.
You ever watched that?
What?
Oh wait, man, dude, that came out 2001.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
No. Yes, yes.
That
man.
Would be like least yes. on the list of things to watch.
But like, it's like if Sesame Street like got gritty. Like it's really good. Not really.
I think you made this character up in your head.
No,
Brandon, I'm almost positive.
I think this was something that needed to protect.
Yeah.
Let's see, Elmo characters.
From some other things.
Elmo universe.
You know, I was a kid, I used to whoop his ass, though, man, all the time.
Yeah, you know, the purple blanket of chastity from Sesame Street that protects you from all the evil family members that you have.
Oh, God.
Hold on. He's one of these characters.
Brandon, it's just okay. I mean, sometimes
we're going to have to call it on this one.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
It is.
Dude, because he's...
You don't think you just had a purple
bag? I swear on... I guess...
On Dom's life?
Dom's life?
Would you put it on his life?
I mean, yeah. You know what? I will. Because guess what? It's real. It's real. I promise you. I'm telling you, this thing is real.
But why did you say yes right off the bat?
Because you're not going to die because it's real. This is real. I promise you it's real.
We did all this research, haven't seen anything about a purple rug.
Guess what? Yes, we did. There he is right there. That one. That's who I'm talking
That's
about.
That's not purple what? Nor rug.
But it looks like a rug when he walks around.
It's not purple.
Look, you see the folds?
That one's scary looking.
Yes. And oh it's like gosh. A wet rag when you shower or bathe. And I remember being a kid and getting bathed and being like, this is exactly what the hell it looks like.
It's not purple, though. Or red.
It's not.
He kind of just made out of the same material as the other
one. It's a mixture of both, kind of, with his blue eyes.
Those are not blue.
No, I'm talking about the eyelids. Crazy? The eyelids. Look, the eyelids are blue. Nobody sees
the fuck? Brandon, go to images of Gina. That's who he's talking about.
Gina, okay, Gina.
This is a female.
It's already on there. You just got to press images.
Colorblind?
All right, hold on.
I mean, he has to be.
What is that?
Let's do a color.
Okay. Oh, I'm already here. Okay. So Gina Images.
Oh, that's purple.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Well, now see, okay, that, but just go to that one.
Yeah.
That's a red.
Hold on, puppet. Let me click on this one. Look at this. You see that one?
It's still red.
It's still red.
Yeah. Maroon.
There we go. Maroon.
Yeah.
Like Crimson Tide.
That crimson would be crimson.
Crimson.
Yeah.
List, don't attack.
Well, thank God I'm not dying because clearly this is a purple rag.
Yes, so, thank you, man. See, I knew he was real.
Somebody would have blew my fucking head off.
But guess what?
You know that?
I know
they might still that dude that fucking with the dryer shit.
Oh, yeah,
man, Michael,
he might trying. Come in here with a Tommy gun because you put this shit on my life. It's not purple, man. I'm dead now.
No, man, dude. Either way, he looked like a rag though.
Doesn't it? I mean, I don't even.
He looked like a rag.
That means every puppet looks like a rag besides Big Bird.
Yeah, man. Elmo, a little bit, man. A little bit, man. Me and Nathan, you guys remember Nathan, man? We used to whoop Elmo's ass every week, man.
Are you talking about the guy?
Dude. Like, I remember.
Do we remember him from last week?
Yes, man. Dude, after school, every time we come home, we just wrestle this Elmo, man. He'd get on the mattress and just do F1. What are those things called? F5s and RKOs. It was a good time. Then my mom would get mad, run the room, you know.
Yeah.
Good was this time. A big Elmo?
Oh, dude, this Elmo is big as hell. Yep.
You ever bang it?
Nope.
There was a moment of hesitation.
There was
a flicker in your eye where I saw the, you know.
Dude, speaking of which, we went back. Dude, speaking of which, we went back to that Spencer's, man.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him, because I was like, let's go see if they still got the football. And they don't, man. They have a bunch of creatures now, like pocket pussies, where it's like an octopus, like. Like, what are those things called? Deep. Yeah, like the deep and like the Black Lagoon and all that type of stuff.
What?
Like monster pocket pussies.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, you remember when I went to Spencer's and got a football pocket pussy?
Yes. Somehow I do know what you're talking about with that. But they're made after monsters? Like an octopus?
It's like a monster, like a kraken. Like a kraken of the monster. And it's like, you go through it and it has like the, what are those? The ribs, the tentacles.
Oh, it's rid for your pleasure.
Yes, inside of it. And it's like that, like creatures.
That is tight.
Yes, it is.
Did it have the Yeti and shit?
Dude, did it have what?
I didn't buy it.
I looked, I was like, no, no.
Do they have a tester?
No, you don't want to test that. Like, I mean, if you got it in there, you might as well just buy it.
What other creatures did they have?
Okay, so they had a blue creature. There was a pinkish creature. I don't know what they were.
What they look like? Describe them a little bit.
Like an elf?
Well, just yeah. Okay. 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 You want?
What
you
are
want
they
this
called?
On
I don't care. Spencer's okay, cool. Gifts.
They're also called Squishmallows.
No. Look up creature. That would be tight.
Creature pussy.
Creature pocket pussy.
Look up Spencer's
website. It's yeah, it's like these.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
All right, well, click on one, man.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So get double.
Ooh, here go this one. And it was like, they called it the Stroger or something like that, right?
How much do these cost?
I think it was around 20 or 24, because when I looked at it, I was like, okay, I don't know.
Around about 24 around, with tax? Or?
Yeah, that's just me guessing, because that's how much the football one cost. But, you know, inflation could have popped up on it.
Yeah.
It's called the Oceanic Ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like having sex with the spirit of the ocean.
Yeah. Ooh, damn.
Let me tell, if you're a young man and you go to Spencer's Gifts and you buy one of these, you are gay. If you want to have sex with something that feels like the spirit of the ocean, you like men.
Oh, they like sea creatures.
Dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins and dolphins.
And dolphins will do it back to you.
Yep. They will bang you.
I'm not saying I support it.
You can't be supporting this stuff.
Dude,
that one's called the predator.
Because dolphins are, well.
Dolphins will rape
that
you,
is,
man.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
and it's called
see
a predator.
Let's get
it's
off of that.
Predator creature stroker.
Yeah, you're on your own with that.
Nah,
one.
Nah, man, fuck that one.
Oh my shit. Jesus, you got into some fucked up shit.
Yeah, that was crazy. When I looked at it, I was like, that's wild
the
as hell,
alien
man.
Alien visitor.
I know.
Can you read some of the descriptions?
Yeah. Look at this. It says you got sci-fi fantasy, soft and squishy, textured inner tunnel, intense suction. Philatetate free, whatever the fuck that means. Premium free. Silicone, and this is called Creature Cox. That's weird as hell.
Sponsor us, please. What the fuck?
You know what's even cool? Look at this. What the fuck? And it got eyes on the side.
From an anime. I don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
Just go down. What's the picture right below it?
Look at that one. You can play with his.
It's a boar's head.
This is too much. So. They're going too far. They're polluting the mind of our young.
That's what I'm about to say. This is why everybody's so fucked up, dude. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Because you can't fuck this.
You're fucking a boar's head.
Yeah.
On some Lord of the Flies shit, dude.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I can't believe this is real, and I can't believe you bought one.
No, I didn't buy one.
It's $24. It's Christmas time.
Man, I didn't buy
Man. This is not part of the holiday season.
Go down to the left second row from the bottom. All the way to the left.
Now, those are the creature cocks, for real. Right there. Oh, that's Cthulhu, actually.
That's actually some kind of religious thing.
Grinder. Okay, so it's a grind thing.
It's a pussy grinder?
Yeah, it's a pussy grinder.
What do they use these for?
Oh, to go back and forth and rock with like a horse.
Guys, we got to talk about something else. Man. Yeah. We cannot be supporting this.
This is what the fuck? A zebra? Yeah, we got to change this. This ain't right. This is wrong.
No, click on that website. Bizarre? Does that say bizarre beast? It's a zebra pussy, Alex.
And asshole.
It's a combo.
You want to know about the asshole?
It's a combo pack.
What the? Look at. Hold on.
That's a better image to use than an actual zebra.
Hold on, I gotta go back.
These are. Horrendous.
This is the worst.
Can't believe this is
what
a thing.
The hell.
I can't believe what's going on right now, and this actually exists.
Madagascar 2 going crazy, man.
I like to move it.
Yeah, you like to move, man. Let's move out of this. I'll tell you that.
Do you ever get your nails done?
No.
Like your feet pedicure, manicure,
nothing
like
never.
That.
Never.
You don't believe in it?
I don't like painted fingernails specifically, and toenails too, on men or women.
Really?
If you get the clear coat or French tip, you know, that's fine. But if you get the paint that starts chipping, or you get the acrylics and I can see your fucking nail beds growing out under it, fuck that and fuck you, bro. I don't like that. I really don't.
I don't think I know how to feel about it. Like, I got a pedicure once because I wanted my ingrown toenail out. I figured they would do it. They told me they can't do it. And then it just hurt worse after I got it.
They probably didn't have the heavy-duty equipment to get rid of it. They didn't have the toe knife.
Now, if they had a toe knife, and it's a steak knife. It's better than any tool they have in anything. It's a steak knife. Because you can cut, you can saw, and pick.
So you need a serrated blade.
You do. You do, absolutely. But they don't have that there. Well, let's see what Mike GPT has to say about men at the, you know, taking care of themselves pretty much.
I need to know.
Yeah.
Niggas getting fucking metrosexual and shit, getting their toenails cut. Niggas on the edge of the bed with their feet in the air with their toes out, cutting the nails on them. What kind of shit? In front of niggas at the podcast. Nigga cutting his toenail. Nigga got lotion on his feet. What kind of shit is that? Niggas putting lotion on his feet in front of you and his kneecaps and cutting his toenails. Asking what you finna get into? You better go and fight that nigga right there. That nigga trying to hit you. For real, he could be trying to hit you. He's cutting his toenails. In front of you, I try to keep from laughing because the shit is serious. It's serious if a nigga is really going through life cutting toenails in front of his homeboys. His homeboys sitting there watching. Like, I can't believe this shit. I just cut mine last night in front of my daddy. He cutting the dog's toenails. Meanwhile, the other dogs are in the garage hunting this shit. Two male dogs in the garage. He got two male dogs living together. They're hunting the hell out of each other. The fuck? They ain't heat with each other. What the fuck? You need to get them dogs a stud. No, I know you don't. Go get a stud finder. You search through the walls.
I got a question.
Hit me.
Come over here and say it in the mic. Cause ain't gonna be
here. Come over here.
Howdy, ever had a gang? All right, so this question was posed over Christmas dinner recently. How many sheets of toilet paper do you all use per wipe? Like, per wiping session?
Okay.
And go.
Great question.
This is what we need to be talking about.
So we probably have to get like a calculation, because I'm sure everybody here just rolls over the hand, right?
Well, I'll wait to share my thoughts.
Okay. So I don't roll over the hand and keep it rolled up, but I roll over. I'll say at least 10 sheets wipe, right?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And I'm wiping minimum of about 9 times.
Me too.
So that's 90, and we'll just use the average and say it's 90 squares.
90 squares. Two ply, three?
Only Charmin do the heavy stuff. We don't do it. Yeah. I hate you. Don't hey, don't cheap on fucking toilet paper.
Yeah, don't do that.
You piece of shit.
That's the worst.
If you cheap on, if you, unless your drainage just can't handle it, get fucking Charmin or get some kind of equivalent or the Costco or the Sam's Club brand, anything like that that has fucking plies to it, you piece of shit.
I agree.
Yeah. I was at an establishment recently and there was just a Bounty paper towel roll.
Oh my god!
On the, sitting on the back of the tank.
That'll clean you though. You probably need less of those.
Yeah,
less than 90.
Your asshole comes off with it. But I mean, you know.
All right, what you guys got?
I don't use toilet paper, man. I'm a baby wipe guy.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness. I
JJ for a second there, I was like, no way, he's about to tell me.
No,
dude.
No, I don't have a bidet. I've never tried one. I'm not opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it.
Dude, I got
you would have to adjust the settings, and that would be some unfortunate trial and error.
It would get everywhere.
No, I'm not gargoyling while I'm wiping. Let's not get crazy here, dude.
That would be the best way to wipe.
So you sit back down to wipe.
Well, now this is sitting versus standing wiping. That's its whole. That's a whole other.
That's a different thing. Okay, so you don't. So you never baby use toilet paper.
If I'm like, I would say 90% of the time I take a shit, it's at my house, and I always have baby wipes stocked up. The 10% of the time where I'm not at my house, I use the toilet paper, and I'll go. I have a system. I go three squares, but fold it in half, fold it in half again.
Ugh, no way.
That creates the best. That's optimal from my asshole.
Yeah, but you.
That's what my mom does.
Okay, but you look. What about the spill for the first wipe when there's spillage around the?
I don't have that problem. My stool is pretty solid, man. Not like hard, but it stays together.
Yeah.
No, I get my fiber and my protein in. It's pretty.
But how many times are you doing that?
Oh, now here's where everything's gonna fall apart with this. The reason everybody that knows me well and has hung out with me knows that if I take shit, it is 30 minutes minimum I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah. I respect
I've never seen nothing lower than 45.
And it's, you know, it's because most of that time is spent wiping. Because I have a thing. I have to get it out, dude. I can't have a dirty asshole, man.
Same. Yeah.
I feel like that's morally wrong and reprehensible. I mean, if we're using baby wipes, the way I position it on my hand is I'll be one more dominant on one side, then move it to the middle, in the middle, move it again to the left, then on the other side, fold it in half, and then one with just the half, throw it away. And I probably do that 25 times. So 25 baby wipes, but 75 wiping motions because of the three per or four. I saw 100 times.
You do 25 fucking baby wipes in one setting in the bathroom?
Dude, you could eat soup out of my asshole, man. It's clean, bro. It's clean.
25 baby wipes in one setting.
Mm-hmm.
Your sewage is fucked up.
Oh, I don't throw them. Oh, I don't flush them.
What do you do?
I keep them in a jar. No. But I throw them in the trash. I throw them in the trash. And I just bag up the trash can like three times. And I take it outside. I don't keep it in my house. Like a weirdo. All
right. Hold on.
Go back to the
flushlight. So you're right after you shit, you take the bag out that you just had all your shit papers in?
Yeah.
So right after.
Yeah, I don't let it.
You don't that, let it dude, fester.
No, bro.
Okay.
No.
And do you immediately take it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wash my hands.
Yeah.
First, take it out, come back in, wash my hands again.
Respect.
This is outrageous.
It's a thorough process.
I mean, your shitting habits are.
This is
mind blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
I shouldn't ask.
I mean, just in this life that we have on this earth, you got to find enjoyment in something. This is my thing. This is my process, dude.
Brandon, how you feel about that?
Brandon, you remember at the Shenanigans show when you smelled my feet, dude?
Yes.
You remember the how they smelled?
It smelled very fresh, man. I'm going to be honest. It was Febreze.
I promise you my asshole's the same way.
All right.
That'll be our video for this week.
Yep.
I'll give you applause. You want applause?
Please. Well, you guys will check it out for the skit for the week.
There you go. That's okay. Your applause.
So if you take every comic in Huntsville and COVID swabbed asshole, mine's part per million, least amount of fecal particles, dude. I promise you.
Mine probably has the most by.
And I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Pat.
There's no way Pat gets clean.
There's no way he can reach around
there.
There's
no way.
No.
Not a chance. I've seen Pat taking a shit against my will in a fully packed fucking bar it has two bathrooms, unisex bathrooms. You got the gall to go in there and just drop a deuce and not lock the door.
Did he have his shirt off?
Might as well. At that at this point where we're at, what's etched into my brain, probably pops up every once a day, is the vision of Pat sitting on the toilet, and it's exactly how you would expect it to look. The shirt was like he just had it up because, you know, and then so he didn't have to cover up. It was already covered, but he's a beautiful black man, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon. How many times you write? How much toilet paper do you use?
Hell yeah! I'm gonna tell you guys in 1 second. I gotta see what the hell is going on right now. Real quick. What the fuck keeps? Hold on. Let me see. What the fuck?
Is everything all right, Brandon? What? Would you want to show us something?
No.
What's up?
Oh, shit.
Are you okay?
It's just some crazy shit just happened. Because she was like, we were watching some rats, and one of them was like sick, and then they died.
Oh, shit.
Rats?
Yeah.
Someone's pet.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn.
Like, oh, so.
She was watching.
Oh, so. Y'all watching them, and one of them died on her watch.
Yeah, they died.
Does the other person know yet?
I don't know. I have to ask. Because they were sick, and she was trying to feed them and take care of them.
But did the person know they were sick?
Yes. Hold up, she keeps. You mind if I answer?
Yeah,
you?
No.
Go ahead.
We'll cut it out.
Hello? Dude, it's so fucking crazy. My brother has rats.
What happened? She said they were old? I definitely can. We're shooting. Can we finish this real quick? And I'd be down there. Do they know? And she said it was because they were old. As soon as we finish, I'll go down there. All right, I'm tired. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Goodbye. Damn it, man. I love that rat.
Did?
Dude, yes. Because, the other day I just met it and he ran. Like, as soon as he saw me, I have a weird connection to animals. He ran out. And then jumped on me, and I loved him. And then, like, when he got tired, he ran under my crotch and just, like, laid there and, like, went to bed.
You can't do that, Brad. You can't throw that.
See, and now he's gone, man.
You can't throw that.
And that's what he would do every day. That's what he would do every day.
See, bro, okay, it wasn't normal the entire fucking time, and then you said that. Brandon, I'm sorry for your loss, but that's the craziest fucking thing anybody has ever said.
I'm not making fun of you.
But that's insane. I'm sorry.
I had pants on, man.
No, that I did not. Thank you, Richard Gere, the rat in your ass, dude.
I got pants on. Rest in peace. Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
What was the rat's name, man?
What was the first? Hold on. I just met these rats 2 days
ago. Yeah, I knew
ago,
you
man.
Cared about them.
I'm in so much shock, I forgot the names. I'll tell you guys later.
Okay. Like,
when I find out.
Yeah, because it's because of the shock.
I knew something. That's sad. That's sad.
Who had the flu? Who owns the rats?
I was like one of her friends, but thankfully they knew. Like they said, it was because they were getting old, probably. And one of them like had the flu and stuff, so.
Okay.
I didn't know
they could
get the flu.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Like we kept trying to feed them medicine and everything. So horrible, man.
You gave him like Theraflu?
Yeah, like they had it all set up, thankfully. Not Theraflu, but like they had
but
it.
Like a real
Yeah, rats. Like real, yeah, like what they got from like a pharmacist, like vet place. And they set it up.
Okay.
Yeah, because they sell pet rats, dude.
Yeah.
I thought they just sold them for snakes.
Oh, no, man. Dude, they sell pet rats that have pet rats, man. Like, these rats were huge and glorious, man. And you know what sucks? I was just getting over my guinea pig's death and then getting bonded with them.
But the, so rodents, man. When you say rat, you mean like...
Rat. Like ratatouille rat. I was feeling this thing's tail.
How
naked?
How big can you get a frame of reference?
It was like probably around this.
That was under your fucking balls.
Yeah, it was on my balls too. I have a picture. We had good moments.
That means that if it's that
big, and then
big,
it crawled up, and then he would try to go in here, and I was like, oh,
Brandon, man. That's a ferret.
No, it was a rat. No, because his tail. I'm counting the tail too.
Okay,
his tail was this long. He was about
Brandon,
right here.
If the rat is that big, that means it's at least this tall. That means you're. Genitals made contact with the rat, yes or no? Yes or no?
I guess so.
You guess or you
just, no, we're just going to say, okay, yeah. But then again, it's because, dude, it's like he was trying to sit, it was sitting on my lap. If that's the case, Christmas just came, take Santa to fucking jail.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, take him.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Because I'm like, man, if a rat can't sit on my lap, nobody can sit on anybody.
And there was two rats?
Yes.
And they both passed?
They were both sick.
They both die?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Both?
Yes.
Dang, they're pack animals.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, let's say rest in peace. I wish we knew their name, but let's all have a moment of silence right now.
Rest in peace. But anyways, probably about 12 toilet paper rolls. That's probably
12 rolls?
Or not rolls, probably 12 pieces.
That's it?
No, like I'll start off with 12 pieces each time. Like I'll get like 12
rolls.
Yeah,
but how many?
I
know, you got. So I said
okay.
Like
an estimate, because I keep going until there's like blood, because I'm like nervous and make sure I'm like, dude, there can't be nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't want nothing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like to keep going until we see a little bit of red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah,
like rare.
I mean,
because red means stop.
Oh yeah. It was so bad that I think we got what's that thing called that we share, Pat Dom? The thing that we what's that thing?
Fissures.
What's that thing called?
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids. Yes. I started getting stuff like that from that.
Fissures.
Yeah, and it's because you know that, and then when I was young, I was always doing the number 2, 1, 2, and 3. If you know what I mean.
No.
Cum, shit, and piss?
Yes. What? Yes. 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 And then after that, you go shower. So, we in there for like 2 hours.
Did you wipe front and back whenever you did that
one? What? Wipe front and back? What do you mean front and back?
Like I wipe my ass. I fucking hate anything about this episode.
Ding dong hole, too?
You know, I'd like to take this time, because I told her I would. My mom just found out about the podcast, and she said, I'm watching the next episode that comes out. So,
are you serious?
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Mama JJ.
Man, yeah. Hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah.
This made it better, man. 100%.
She won't get to this part.
No. Oh,
no. There's no way she gets to this.
She probably clocked out around Creature Cox.
Yeah. Damn. We spent a long time on that too, but it was jarring.
It was shock, you know, and then
we were against it.
Hey, this has been an eventful episode.
It has, man. It has. Dude, guess what happened earlier, man? I thought my mom gave me a necklace or a what is that thing called? A bracelet?
Bracelet?
Yes.
Or a watch?
It was a bracelet.
Okay.
She gave me a bracelet I had when I was like younger, and I was wearing it the whole day. And then when I was in the bathroom with my right hand, I broke it, and it fell off all over the floor and shit. And then when I started to reach out, I looked, and I was like, man, I got to search out what this is. And it was a P. Diddy bracelet, man. This whole time I was rocking it, and I just picked it all up and put it in the bag.
So it was his brand?
Yeah, so I could try to refix it. It just broke so easily.
Sean John?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right off my hand, man. It was fucked up.
Sean John makes good products.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
Sean John?
Sean Diddy Combs.
Sean Where's Combs. The John come from?
Sean.
But yeah, because sometimes you dress it up.
Make it fancy.
Like Don Juan.
Yeah. Like James Bond.
Ron John.
I think that's just his name.
James Bond.
It's just his name.
Yeah, because they got famous because of him.
Because of
the fictional character, James Bond.
Yeah, and then Sean Connery, of course. Mm-hmm. Another Sean.
I like my Scotch shaken, not stir.
Yes.
Sean Connery or Sean Combs?
Talking about Sean Connery.
You taking him over?
Hmm?
Dude, they should make a James Bond where P. Diddy is the villain.
Ooh.
Where they, the Diddy raid, like James Bond goes in there. And, you know, he, like...
starts knocking out prostitutes.
Just hitting children. Yeah. And he, like, pushes over all the vials of baby oil and, like, blocks the hallway.
That would be a crazy fucking scene of James Bond fighting in baby oil.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing. Like, that's P. Diddy's tactic.
I imagine it's, like, in...
It's like spray baby oil everywhere. Have you slip it?
That's
shit.
His thing. He just pours it around him.
Yeah,
dude. I imagine it'd be like a Mission Impossible, that one where Henry Cavill was in the old Superman.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're in that bathroom fighting, but just baby oil everywhere. Just super well choreographed, but just baby oil everywhere.
Exactly. That would be tight.
Strip clubs should start having Diddy parties where instead of like spaghetti wrestling, it's baby oil wrestling.
He said, Alex just said a strip club should have Diddy parties. And I don't know if that's the direction they should go.
Couldn't agree more.
They would have to work overtime.
Yeah.
There's no days off.
No days off.
That with Diddy.
Well, do strippers get an hourly rate?
I doubt it.
Like $2? Yes.
Like a dollar, right, or something like that.
Whatever the minimum tip server,
Yeah, that's like $2.54. Yeah. Okay. I think in Alabama, which is crazy, but if they work overtime, they're getting like $5.
Yeah. Plus tips.
Huh. Stop being so fucking ungrateful about shit.
Yeah.
Unreal, man.
What are you gonna do?
This world's a madhouse.
Yeah.
You're making it matter. I mean, it's one of those episodes where I have to go back and listen and realize what just happened.
It's crazy.
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
Happen rapidly.
Yeah.
Life is wild as shit.
I love how you finished off the wiping question after.
No, you really brought it full circle.
You did.
Thank you, man.
That's perfect,
I like
man.
That.
Appreciate it.
Hey, people practice for years to get shit like that. And you just do it naturally.
Yeah, man, I do shit a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
I do shit a lot.
I wasn't talking about the actual shit.
Brandon also said earlier when we were just talking out in the living room that he has 8 bowel movements a day sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We're going to work on that.
Do you wipe till you bleed every time?
Yes, since I was 12.
Strangely specific.
Since I was 12 years old.
So if you shit 8 times in a day.
Well, not every day. Sometimes it'll change. Like
but
one
like
day
if it is an 8 day.
Yeah.
Do you wipe until you bleed all 8 times?
Well, yeah. And then
it just gets easier?
No. Because sometimes I'll be like, okay, we're going to keep going. And then you keep going until you don't even see blood sometimes. A little bit. You just got to keep going sometimes.
But you know, if you wipe till you see blood and then you shit again, it's gonna, you know.
Yeah, that's why after that you gotta keep going, even like keep going until it's gone.
So you gotta go with, because you have blood and stool.
Yeah, so you just going.
And you just have to go until it's just blood.
Or until a light track of blood, like light
track of blood.
Yeah, where you don't see really anything.
Yeah.
Sorry, a lighter flow.
So you got a hemorrhoid in your ass?
I used to. It's gone now, thankfully.
But it comes back.
It hibernates.
It flares, yep.
It'll come back one day.
It's like Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, exactly like that, you know, except less friendly and more painful.
Yeah.
And more traumatizing.
Yeah.
So bad. I mean, when I was a kid, I would freak out when I would look at the toilet and jump up and run out the bathroom and go grab my mom and ask for help.
You had hemorrhoids back then?
Yeah. When I was in like middle school, sometimes. And then I would run to her and be like, hey, what's this? And I did this until I was like junior in high school because, you know, I freak out, man.
You'd run and ask your mom to help?
Hold on.
Because I'd be like, yo, there's so much blood in this toilet, man. Am I dying?
Yeah, but you said junior in high school?
But it just seemed...
Oh, if it was bad.
It seems like
I didn't know what it was. I still didn't know.
But like, after the first time you do it and your mom explains you what it is, and then for 4 years after that, you kept...
Yeah, but it was like, it got, like, I'm because, dude, let's say it gets where you look up, oh my gosh, man, it's like this Coca-Cola bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
How would you describe the toilet water?
Man, it looked like fucking, well, let's see, what, like Roll Tide, if it was Roll Tide.
Like the beach is in Normandy.
Red. Well, not that, not dark.
Is it dark,
dark
or is it
not
light?
Not dark. Because
I think that matters.
Light, it's light, not dark.
It's light.
It's
is
not
it
dark.
Just red?
Yes.
There's no brown?
No dark. Well, no. It depends on the day. It depends on the day.
Brandon, if you were shitting pure blood.
Not pure blood, but it would be like.
Well, you know.
Yeah, like a.
No, it's pure blood at that point.
Yeah, thankfully it doesn't
it's
happen.
It's blood dripping down from the hemorrhoid, dude.
It doesn't happen that much. It doesn't happen that much.
Do you ever poke it and like.
No.
You don't ever.
Man, I don't want to do that.
So look.
That's horrible.
I'm going to tell all you kids out there. Now, there's different things. If you get a boil, now he's talking about the hemorrhoids.
Ooh, those are worse.
Yeah, I don't. You got those.
Yeah,
those how old are you,
man, dude? I don't even, man. They say 21, man, but you know, you never.
That's
know.
What they say.
Yeah.
No,
they'd be lying at the doctor's office.
Man, wait till I really get old, bro.
Dude, you might be from the Dominican Republic and you're like 40, bro.
Yeah, wild as shit.
There's a
it
decent
be?
Chance, and yeah. that would make sense with your. Obsession with the radios and older things mm-hmm. because, you know, culturally they are a little bit behind.
Yeah.
You're really old in mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
Because your body being the hemorrhoids and boils and such.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's not normal.
It's not normal. It sucks that we
I
got
I can't believe you had
hemorrhoids.
I got to know if more people out there, if you would comment, did you have hemorrhoids in middle school, you're saying?
Yes, eighth grade.
I didn't.
Fuck, were you benching it? Are you squatting? What are you doing?
I mean, I did in high school, but like.
But no, I'm talking, this is middle school.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I had to, a little bit of football.
You don't remember the first time you got one? What'd you do the day before or something like that?
Nah, man, dude, that's crazy because shit will always happen, and I don't remember what probably caused it. Like, recently now, I've been punched all this time. Like, when we were at that holiday Kindle thing, I couldn't even eat at Guffrey's, man.
Oh yeah,
like that happens a lot now.
And Brandon was hurting when we.
Yes,
were
I was hurting. Horribly,
you were hurting,
man.
But also emotionally, you were hurting. He was very upset that he couldn't get any food.
Yeah, I couldn't get any Guffrey's, man. It's not like I'm going to go there normally on my own. Damn.
You shouldn't go
Hell
to that.
Nah,
one.
Man, they got to call people, get a crew. It's crazy, man.
Call? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about
should not
JJ
go to Coleman
something.
Guthrie.
Oh
by
yeah, yeah, yeah. But they said they were nice. They said there was no
shit.
What?
Well, yeah, it's nice until it's just me. No, I'm just man, I don't know. Shit. Yeah. But we learned something about each other today, so that's good.
Yeah. You know, in high school, I had an ulcer in my anus, and I was prescribed medicine from the doctor, and I had to put a glove on and get it up there.
No, man.
Every day.
Oh, my
so you
God.
Had to stick your finger up there?
Hmm?
JJ, no.
How man. Deep was it?
Say knuckle and a half.
Oh,
knuckle and a half.
Shit, that's deep.
So the whole finger.
Yeah, and you know you got to get up there. You got to start it. So you got to like get the overage. You know,
no, I don't
know what I'm saying.
What
so if about? if this is the ulcer right here, you can't just go down. You have to get a little bit above it to really get the full,
okay.
The full body of the ulcer with the slathered in the medication.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. How'd this make you feel?
It was medically necessary. I felt like I did what I had to do. I wasn't proud of it, but my shame lies in other areas.
Man, true that, man. Hell yeah.
Brandon, let's say I had an ulcer again. Like, let's say I contracted one soon, and I was in an accident where I broke both of my arms.
Damn, man.
Good question.
Do you think that you could help me out? If I was like, Brandon, look, man, I hate to ask you, but, like, my arms, I can't move them. They're in cast. I can't even, like, get around to get in there. Can you put this glove on, and can you put this medication on my ulcer in my ass? Can you finger my ass? But for medical purposes.
Medical reasons, man.
Yeah. Well, we would never have to speak about it except for the next podcast when I talked about it. But
so just one time?
Just one time.
So what would you do? Wouldn't you do it?
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, he's asking you, are you going to help him in his time of need?
Am I going to help you in his time of need?
Because my understanding right now is that we're friends.
Would you do this for me?
You have to answer his question.
Okay, so wait. So you said you will?
Dude, of course. Okay, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
So you'll only finger his asshole if he fingered yours.
Well, look here. I don't want you doing that. I don't even want to. I don't even want the fucking. What is that
why
thing?
Are you so
I don't even want a prosthetic exam, man. I don't even want them to do that when I get older. Whatever that thing is, where they go in there and tell you to, man, what is that? Hold your breath. Going
cough.
In.
They
cough.
Don't say hold your
breath. Cough.
I don't think they tell you to cough.
They don't tell you to cough. Then what they tell you to do? I'll cough. No, man. Get off me.
But the only you saying the stipulation for him, for you to do it for him, he has to do it for you.
Is this life? Is this like life or death or something?
I mean, I would be in extreme discomfort, bro. Man.
That's crazy, man.
I would try to limit the noises I made during the procedure.
The hell? What? No,
well, because you're getting up in there.
Well,
because
not
you
got to
go from the top, like he said.
I'm in pain. Mm-hmm. The ulcer does not feel good.
No.
It doesn't like to be irritated.
Does it go away on its own? No.
No.
So you would have this for life if nobody
did. I would have it for life if nobody did.
Man. Wait, so I'm just curious. Why am I the first pick out of Eric? Like, you don't have a doctor or
because
nobody?
I trust you, Brandon. I thought we were friends.
Oh, dude, I agree.
I mean, the doctor prescribes me the medicine, but I can't go back to the doctor every day.
I mean, dude, I'll tell you what, if it was like, so nobody else, man, life or death, I got you.
What if there was a device?
A device? What do you mean?
And you didn't have to use your finger.
Oh, I didn't have to use my finger?
You could use, like a foreign object.
Sounds like a dildo.
Well, it's not sexual. It's for medical purposes.
Yeah. Or would you rather use your finger?
No,
or
I wouldn't
want
to use my finger at all.
But
yeah, so
gloves.
You would rather use a dildo. A small one, like a vibrator type thing.
Or like a popsicle stick.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like I'm surprised that technology hasn't been advanced where we still got to stick stuff up people's ass.
Well, there's only one way to get there, man.
That's just crazy as hell. Like, I mean, damn.
Well,
like,
you know, you still got to take pills by popping them in your mouth, right?
Yeah, so why can't... Yeah, you're right.
Are you still sticking with your answer? You only do it if he does it to you.
What? No. No, because you don't have to do it to me, man. You never
But what if you had an ulcer?
If I had an ulcer, we're going to be in a lot of pain for a long time. I'll just say that because I'm sorry, man. I'm good.
Okay.
Depends how bad it
was. So you would live with your pain, but you would let him live through his, or you help him out?
If it came down to it, man, if I like had to help, I would help.
Thanks, man.
Became down to it.
A good friend, man.
Yeah, it would have to really come down to it, man.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Well, I mean, it came down to it because he had it, and then he needs you.
No,
not
just off the bat. Like, hey, man, you know, I don't feel like doing this ulcer. Can you go ahead and stick it up my ass? No, I'm good, man. I don't want to do all that.
Nah, man, it's not like that. It's nothing weird.
I mean, what if a doctor calls? Hey, man. No, if a doctor calls, he should be able to do it.
What if we got an official letter from, like, the county government being like, this is not gay? Yeah. Like, we do not consider this a homosexual act. This is purely for medical purposes.
I would think this is a prank, man. I'd be like, why'd they care? All right.
But would that make it better for you, is what he's saying?
Sure, man.
That you would need that.
Yeah.
I mean, minimal.
I don't.
Not gloves or anything, but.
Nah, man, I'd rather have gloves.
Huh?
I'd rather have gloves.
Gloves
man.
Than a certificate?
Yeah.
Okay. So just get them gloves.
Mahogany frame on the certificate.
Get a robotic hand.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah. I get a prosthetic hand that does this or something?
You can put on like the.
Exactly.
Bend it like
Brandon.
That.
The Iron Man gauntlet.
There you go, man. Thanos thing.
Nah, I want
I take out all the rings so it doesn't get like stuck or nothing in it.
I don't know why you'd have rings on a robot.
What is
hand.
That thing? Not him.
The
I'm
stones?
Talking about Thanos. The stones.
Well,
yeah.
You don't have to go that deep. Okay. If you go that deep, then it is gay, and the certificate is revoked.
Damn, man, that sucks. I didn't want to be here anyways. I'm just. Damn.
This podcast, every episode has devolved into me trying to get Brandon to say he's gay.
I'm not, man.
Dope. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there is nothing wrong with that. No, there really isn't. I was just saying I forgot something crazy at my job happened, man.
What happened?
So, like, these old people kept coming up, and everybody be like, man, Santa get you something special this year? And I was like, I guess, ha, ha, ha. And so I, like, went into the routine, and one old dude walked up. I was like, hey, man, Santa get you something good this year? And then, like, he looked at me like, Yeah, he sure did. And then after that, I just didn't like that, man. Because I was like, this is weird as hell to ask a grown-ass man that question. Just be like, hey, man, Santa get you something nice this year like that. Man.
That is weird to
so,
ask.
So right after that, man. I was like, I'm not going to continue this. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. So what did you say after that when you saw somebody?
Oh, now I just be like, hey, man, you got a good Christmas? All right. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Merry like Christmas, because you say that.
Yeah, man, that's all I do now, because, like, that was just weird.
Well, you're supposed to say happy holidays.
Happy holidays? Because... Oh, yeah, no, I do it all, actually. I say this, yeah. I say, hey, man, sometimes I'll switch it up. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Like, I just say that. Or I'll be like, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa.
I say Merry Christmas, because I live in America, dude.
Damn, I'm a diverse. I like to give it to everybody.
I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
What did you say?
Dude, what are you talking about?
Did you say I like that?
No, I said not like that. Oh, now, what the hell? What?
I don't know. I'm trying to hear what you're saying.
But did Santa get you anything for Christmas this
year?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he did, man. He did. I got a lot of great stuff. But saying, you know, Santa gave me socks and shit, you know, and toothbrush and what else? Some other stuff. It was a lot of good stuff. I got some coal. It was chocolate coal, man.
Oh.
Yeah. And my mom gave me a laptop. She was like, "Since you going back to school?"
Oh, nice.
That's the. Why'd you start off with socks and toothbrush?
I was telling you because I mean it's still Santa Claus stuff.
That's what Santa got you, but your mom got you.
Okay. Yeah. I still got I get a lot of stuff. Like I even got a thing to jumpstart my car now. Like if I get stranded.
Like jumper cables?
Yes. Jumper cables attached to a machine that
the jump box.
Oh, yeah, the jump box. Yeah. That's actually tight.
That yes.
Mm-hmm. So you still believe in Santa?
No.
Okay.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh no.
I just didn't.
Dude, if you don't believe, he's not gonna bring you anything.
Nah,
dude.
Man.
The way you worded it.
Oh nah, man. I don't believe
you. Who do you call Santa?
Who do I call Santa?
Who's your Santa?
Oh man, myself. I remember people be like, Santa, I'm like, yeah, Brandon Santa, he'll get you something special. He is.
All right, well, Christmas is over. We're going to New Year.
Yeah. Yep, a brand new year.
What's your guys' New Year's resolution?
You guys go first.
I'll say it, dude, just to hold myself accountable. I'm running a marathon in 2025, dude, in December.
I'm excited to see
this. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to wear Clown College sponsorship.
We'll document it.
I'll shit myself like at the starting line just to, you know, set the tempo. It'll be nice, man.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there beginning and end. Now, we won't run it with you.
But I will. Okay. I'll run with you, man.
Okay.
I need to.
Brandon, you're going to break down. You got medical thing you got to...
I'm trying to, I want to practice every way I can.
You know how long a marathon is?
How long is a marathon?
26 miles.
26 miles, how long would that probably take?
I think you have to finish it in 6 hours.
6 hours?
It's 12 minutes a mile.
When's the last time you ran a mile?
Probably a year and a half ago, probably 2 years.
And you're 21?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely could do it.
Yeah.
It's not till December.
26 miles is a lot.
If you started January 1st, you basically have a year to prepare.
Mm. Nah, yeah, I'll just prepare for the other test first.
What's the other test?
Oh, man, because I want to do the CPAP test. And
CPAP.
Or not CPAP. How do they? CPACT. I'm trying to say it.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
CPACT.
Is that the EMS?
EMS, yeah.
No, I was talking about after the EMS for the firefighting trainer.
Oh, okay.
I want to work on that.
Yeah.
You got to do both, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
To be a firefighter, you have to be EMS certified. Yeah.
And then you do that, and then you pass that, and then you go to a camp.
Hell, yeah. Then you're going to be on fucking top of that truck.
Hell, yeah.
Spraying out fires. And
yes.
Picking kittens out of trees and such.
Yeah, whatever I got to do, man.
Off the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, too.
Yeah, whatever they call you to do, because that's your duty.
Hell fucking yeah.
While you're on that fucking
You're going to have to go peel Dom out of the car
if that's what I got to do.
To DUI crash.
That's what I got to do.
Yeah, get the jaws of life. You know, it's weird they call them the jaws of life when everybody's already dead, you know?
Yeah.
That's strange.
Man, that's,
I never understood that part.
That's misleading.
Jake almost killed us last night.
Really? What happened, man?
On Birmingham, you know, like, it had a, the, I won't lie, the stop signs were very low. But there was one on each side of the street, and he's driving and he's talking, and then he's just like, I'm like, hey, Jake, this is a stop sign. And he like had a hard stop while a car was coming this way. The car was stopped, but it was waiting to go. And it should have already went, but I think they seen how fast Jake was going, so it didn't go. You know when the light is out and they have put stop signs up? Yeah. But, we almost died. Damn. And he was geeked out after that. He was like, I'm panicked. He's like, I'm locked in.
Oh yeah.
Damn, man.
Someone's
got
to feed Squeaks.
Squeaks and the fish.
Yeah.
Oh, that he has in a tub and is Is it a tote or something he has it in?
I'm just imagining like one of those things that like college kids take for getting in their dorm and like moving out.
Yeah.
Just filled with water. Yeah. Fuck that, dude. And Dom, I do have some unfortunate news for you, man.
What?
I know that I'm sure we talked about it on the pod before. You're a big fan of Big Justice.
Yeah.
He's been photographed with him and his family with a menorah.
I know, I've seen that.
Oh no.
I'd like to hear your thoughts. I know that you've had some recent reformations.
You know, here's what I gotta say. Nobody's perfect. You know? I like Big Justice and the whole Justice League and what they put out there. All right. And I'm not gonna let a little setback like this take my fandom away. You know, and that's where we have to grow as people.
True.
Right? Because he has a disability or, you know, whatever they got going on. Harry Klein College, we accept everybody.
Yeah. Hey, yes we do.
And the Rizzler has also been photographed with some similar
items. Damn it. Damn, man.
Not the Riz. Yeah. I thought they were Italian, dude.
They got them there too.
Damn. Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're taking over everything.
Sad. I'm sorry.
It just calls in the question, the motive of the Justice League and
what are they trying to... Now it seems like they're trying to take something over with the booms.
You know, it just... You think about it, the double chunk chocolate cookie and the chicken bake,
what does that represent?
They're kosher, man.
Kosher?
Why haven't they tried the hot dogs?
No, the chicken bacon ranch. That's what that thing is, right?
The chicken bake.
Chicken bake. Is that has bacon in it?
I think it's just chicken bake. I'm not sure. I've never had one.
Costco chicken bake. I need to know if it has bacon in it right now. Because now I'm thinking that picture might be Photoshop and he's clear of all wrongdoing.
Yeah, he might be innocent, dude.
Hmm?
He might be innocent.
He might be, yeah. And, you know, even if he's not.
Yeah.
It does take a little off, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, you know. But you gotta separate the art from the artist.
That look like
bacon. That's bacon. Yeah, dude, it's Photoshop, bacon. Dude. It's bacon.
Is it bacon?
Yeah, they
bacon.
Can't have it.
Yep, that's bacon.
Yep, Kirkland chicken
bacon. So they do have bacon now.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a chicken.
Smoky bacon.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
I stand corrected.
It's smoky, so.
Maybe just ideologically, you know. Like they're not practicing, but they just support the state of Israel.
I don't know which one's worse.
I don't know, man.
Well, I've been reading the Zohar, so.
The hell is this?
But why, though?
That's what I'm wondering.
Is that a hot dog inside of a chicken bake?
Yeah.
That's sex.
Yeah, that's crazy as hell.
But what? But,
there you go, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Jonathan. He could do this one. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call him.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
Or call him.
I'll call him later.
Shout out Jonathan
Hell
Silver.
Yeah. The man. Applause.
Man, I've never tried any of that stuff from Costco.
Me neither.
The Jimmy Jam is banging.
I bet it is, man.
You put some mustard on there, maybe a little relish if you get... These people need to be shot for gluttony.
Damn, man.
But I do have a recommendation for a new influencer that we might need to keep up with, man.
Who?
And I know you're you know, just hear me out.
Yeah.
Okay, his name's Jew Boy Jacob.
Let's see him.
All right, let's see this.
And he does a cappella covers of rap songs. And he did the Dave Blunt song, that big dude.
Yeah, I can't put the helmet yeah. up.
Have you seen?
I can't put the
have you seen
cup.
His version of it?
Uh-uh.
You, this dude. That's a,
look, he put you. Do you see that picture right there? The,
right here.
Can you go to the right? It? The cartoon one.
Right here. No, or this one. Right here.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was. Oh my God, I'm racist.
What's the one with the Confederate flag?
Wait, what? There's a. Okay.
Jew boy of the South.
What the?
Oh, that's a real thing. That's like somebody's.
The hell?
Hey, oh my God.
So what was it? Was
Jew boy Jacob?
Oh, Jacob. I put Davis. That's a whole book. Okay, you said what
Jacob.
Was Jacob. Okay. Okay. Hey, yeah, that's what's going on. Oh.
Yeah. There. There he is.
Oh, okay. Right there.
The top left.
Oh.
The top, the left.
Go to videos, though.
Okay, yeah, let's go see videos. I'm sorry. It's, yeah, there we go.
It's the acapella guy.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Just, we have a, can we click on the TikTok one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, actually, I have no clue. I don't know.
That's him.
Can you do this part? No, you got to do it. Okay, turn it up. Hold on. You got to unmute it.
Unmute it. Oh, I see it.
Oh, I was like, what is he gonna say? Oh, it's so close. Hey, better watch how you talk when you talk about. Bang bang.
But the main one that people have been like, the ones that's blown up, I've seen it 1,000 times on Instagram, is the Dave Blunt song. I can't put down the cup.
Can't put down the cup.
It's so funny how
can't
he does it.
Can't put down the cup.
You saw that dude got on a Snoop Dogg for like saying
yeah,
something.
Fat ass talking to us legends like that.
Yeah, and then Snoop Dogg's like, all right, shit, I'm not gonna say nothing.
Well, you
else,
got a big
dude,
homie.
The
nigga's about to die in like
that's why
3 months.
That.
Yeah.
Literally, he get let it, this is like his make a wish. Go let him have fun.
There was a video where he like was performing and he just always sits on like a couch mm-hmm. while he's performing. There was one where he stands up, the crowd goes fucking crazy just because he stood up. Dude.
Damn, man! Imagine that. That's like wrestling, man. Exactly like WWE.
Well, they're always standing
up. No, I'm talking about, you know, when somebody stand up or they fall down, the Undertaker get up, you be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when he sits
like
up.
That, or whenever yeah. the dude look around for 2 hours and get ready to do his finisher. You know, and they all look around and, oh, shit, what's he going to do? His hand right there waiting for him to turn around.
Yeah.
Like that.
Uh-huh. Mm. You been working on wrestling material?
Yes, I have actually been working on something.
You got something?
Yes, I do, but I'm going to save it.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying. I'm just saying you've been working it out.
Oh yeah, yeah, I do have something.
Cause you're wanted. Hey, dude, you're a wanted fucking man, dude.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. In a good way.
They asked for you way. Verbatim.
Hell yeah.
Big time, motherfuckers who on the radio on a Today Show.
That is, man. Everybody, look at that. That's awesome, man. Give me a hug, Brandon. That's what's up, man. Respect yeah. to that. Man, look.
Can you get Brandon to give you a hug for me?
And Brad, huh?
Can you get Brandon to give you a hug from me?
All right. Hold up, man. Hey, give him a hug. Look at that.
Oh,
got
thanks,
you.
Man. Thanks, dude.
This looks crazy as hell, man.
You can't hug. You see, more people need to hug themselves.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they do, man. Yeah. If you go outside and go to Publix, go to any grocery store, and you'll quickly see that people need to hug themselves because they are so rude.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So damn rude. Oh, my gosh, man. This is a witch.
Yeah, I was driving on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. I had went to the gym, and I was on University. There's not a single car. It was amazing. You never see this, dude. Not on University. There's a car at a gas station that's pulling out. It's the only car. It's just me and this car on the road. And they pull out directly in front of me. Like, they wait till I get right there. And I said some things. I said some things I'm not proud of. So I speed up and get in the other lane because I want to see who this person is that just gifted me with this on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear on everything, I love Asian woman. And I just start laughing. I'm like, God, that was a good one.
Damn, man.
You know that. It's a little too on the nose for me. But
damn. You know.
Because for a split second, I was like, Allie.
Damn, bro. Probably the same lady that almost hit me in the public parking lot.
It might have been. There's not many of them.
They kind
of
all look.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Kind of similar of some sort. Yeah. You wouldn't know.
I would.
All right, guys. Happy New Year's,
Happy
man.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. Oh, yeah. Wait, what? Real quick, what are you guys' New Year's resolutions?
Oh, yeah, you're running the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, I mean, oh, I'm going to get swole.
Ooh.
Mm. Not marathon. I don't do that kind of. It's gay. But I'm going to do real, like, lifting weights and try to get as swole as I can. And then what will happen, because I've been in shape multiple times throughout my life, but then I get fat again.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen when I get in this top tier shape? I will be different, and I will treat people differently. I just need everyone to know that nothing will be the same. Like I feel like people, like you know, when somebody approaches me whenever I'm like in top tier shape, I'm like, you should think about what you are doing and what you look like and how you're approaching me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd be like, you know, let's do it.
That's exactly what it's like being white.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's crazy. I feel that sometimes. Yeah.
That's throughout that other life, half coming out, dude.
I like it. I feel like a conqueror.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I can. I was going to say some wild shit. Brandon, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be working on getting in shape too, especially for what I want to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal, is to get in shape and also definitely pass and make sure I take this stuff seriously.
Hell yeah.
And get that with flying colors and let the redemption work. Mm. You know what I mean? The world gave me a second chance, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They tried to take you out with that heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and, you know, the learning disability. And slack, yeah. So.
Yeah, I got nothing on that one.
Yeah, man, it sucks.
We support you. We support you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
If I can make some suggestions, I would say, Dom, for the new year, you should work on your relationship with the Jews.
I've already reconciled with them.
Well, you also just said that stuff earlier.
No, I said we still support them even though they have a deficiency.
You also said nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
And Brandon, I think you should get into gardening.
Oh, I bet you'd be a killer gardener.
Oh, dude.
Gardening with Brandon.
Yeah, get some chia pets.
Not exactly what I had in mind, but that's a good starting point.
We start there, though,
get
right?
Get the ice spice one. Hell yeah.
Okay, ice spice chia pet. I will get that for you. Mark my words.
Ice spice chia pet with one of those galaxy fuck things he likes.
It turns out to just be
Brandon, actually, scratch the gardening. I think you should get into galaxy gas in the new year.
Galaxy gassing?
I think you should just start doing whippets all the time.
Whippets? What's that?
Is it galaxy gas?
You can do it and be a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
You actually can do it while you go into an open flame.
No, Brandon, just stick to gardening. Stick to gardening. Don't worry about it. Ask Nathan, just stick to gardening.
Oh, okay. He'll tell me.
And that's Cloud College. We're starting at the new year, putting a skit out of some sort every week.
Every week, dude.
We'll have something this week.
And we will. And ultimate goal, make the musical.
Ultimate goal. It started right here. We're making a musical, and it'll be a musical for people who hate musicals.
We should do it at Shenanigans, a live show of the musical at Shenanigans. I swear. We can do three
acts.
None
of us can really sing, though.
I mean, I can sing a little bit.
That's the best part.
I can sing a little bit. A little bit.
All right, give me... we'll take a... I like that. We'll do a mini live show, but we're going to actually do a fucking real movie. Yeah. That's the point of it. You know, a whole movie and the
set
musical.
Design, like everything.
All right, Brandon.
Wait, what's the scenario?
No, just okay.
You were just asked to give up your seat on the bus because of the color of your skin, and now you have to sing a song.
What year is this?
Now.
Today?
Yeah.
It's in the future.
Holy shit!
Trump's on his fourth, fourth term.
All right.
Fourth term.
All right.
It's a dystopian.
All right. So what are you, the guy?
Sure.
All right, and who are you? Like the bus driver?
Yep.
All right.
No.
Yeah, yeah, we might crash. Let's go.
Get up, neighbor.
Neighbor, did you call me what I think you just called me, man? Why I gotta get up? Why I gotta get up?
Because of the color of your skin.
The color of my damn skin?
Yes.
The color of my skin? What kind of law says I have to do this?
Jim Crow.
Jim Crow's back?
That were reinstated by Supreme Leader Donald Trump.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Trump is back. He's fucking us all up. Trump is back. He's hitting on that guy. He's messing everybody up. He's fucking everybody up. And now we have this racism right here. So you still want the seat?
That was good. That was beautiful.
Oh man, I'm about to do the James, what's his name? Earl Ray shit, man.
James Earl Ray, the guy that shot Martin Luther King.
No, fuck. Hold on. What's the dude that did
James
Darth Vader?
Earl Jones.
Okay, my bad. James Earl Jones. When he got serious, like remember Denzel Washington on the fences? Uh-huh. No, I won't sit down on this fucking seat. No, my bad. Get up. I won't get up. What?
No, I'm just listening to you.
Oh, you want me to do it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to be like, oh, no. But, okay, I'm done singing. Just had to get that out the way. I do that before trauma shit happens in my life. But, no, I won't get up out this damn seat. I won't do it right now. Nah, man, everybody get my arm here. Look at that. We ain't moving. Isn't that right, bus driver?
You need to get off the bus, sir.
I need to get off the bus. What do you mean I need to get off the bus? You black too, partially.
I don't know them, massa.
No, you don't know. Man.
Yeah, I'm a good son.
Oh. All right. It's a Trump, man. All
right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hell yeah.
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.